four tires on it, engine.
And what might you use? A long time ago, they might hitch things up to drive a wagon or a buggy or something like that. What kinds of different animals would they use?
Horse, an oxen.
If you have two maybe oxen or horses, what would you say that
you
would
be? You said double string.
What would a double string be exactly?
That would be two.
How would you, let's see, what would a female horse be? Or a male horse, or a young horse?
Colt.
If you couldn't stay on, you'd say, I
must go.
If a little child went to sleep in bed, and in the morning he found himself on the floor, he might say, I must have.
Rolled off the bed.
And if a person couldn't stay on a horse, he might say, I fell
off the horse.
What would you call the part of a horse's feet that you put shoes on to?
Hoof.
Did you ever play a game with the shoes?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
Horseshoes.
And what would you call a male sheep with these big curly horns?
Oh. Don't know much about sheep. I wasn't around sheep much, but I know they do have them, sheep.
What would you call a female sheep?
A doe.
What kinds of things would sheep have on their backs? The kind of material like cotton or something?
Cotton.
And something kind of like cotton that sweaters are made out of would be?
Wool.
What would you call a male hog?
A sow. No, a sow is a female hog.
Maybe one of these big teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they get wild, and you call that a
boar.
What would you call this kind of thick hair they have on their backs?
What'd you say? I didn't understand.
It's kind of thick hair.
Thick hair on the back of
a hog. Mm-hmm.
I don't know that one.
What would you call these kind of big things that